Here's some news you can use. If you are the kind of driver who sometimes parks in the bus lane to run a quick errand, think twice. The nation's biggest transit systems are installing cameras using artificial intelligence to issue tickets. NPR's Joel Rose reports the rollout has not been perfect.
The cameras are mounted inside the front windshield, where they can take in everything that's happening in front of the bus.
What you're seeing on the screen right now is the system identifying different objects as we're driving down the road.
Charlie Torito is with Hayden AI, a startup company that's using cameras powered by artificial intelligence to monitor bus lanes. He's giving a demonstration of how the system works in a specially equipped van on the roads near the company's office in New Jersey.
And so as it sees a vehicle, it's immediately looking to see, is there a license plate on that vehicle?
In just 3 years, Hayden AI has launched services with transit agencies in New York, Washington, D.C., Oakland, and Los Angeles. And it's talking to other cities, including Philadelphia and Chicago. These cameras flag vehicles that are illegally blocking bus lanes and bus stops, making it easier to issue tickets. But Torito says the ultimate goal is to keep buses moving.
When you look at the reason for enforcement, it's really not to write tickets. It's to change driver behavior. And what we're seeing is a reduction in the number of repeat offenders.
Transit officials in New York say the system is working.
It's changing behavior, which is what we want, and it's speeding up our buses.
Rich Davey is the former president of the MTA, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which operates the subways and buses in New York City. More than 2 million people ride those buses every day. In an interview last year, Davey said riders complain about how slowly buses move.
We ask our customers, what is preventing them from using our services more? What's sort of irritating them? And our bus customers have told us that bus reliability, wait times, traffic, those are their three biggest issues.
Transit advocates say slow service is a big reason why fewer people ride the bus in the U.S. than in other countries. The MTA says its buses are 5% faster on the routes where it's been using the cameras. So the agency moved to expand the program this year to 20 new bus routes and 1,000 more buses. But that expansion has not gone quite as planned.
So it's literally, this was the spot, and it's in front of the bus lane sign.
George Hahn lives on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Hahn is careful about only parking his car in legal spots. So he was surprised when the tickets started arriving in the mail, including three in a single day.
I think we're up to about a dozen or so. There were definitely over 10.
Costing hundreds of dollars in total. But Hahn knew these tickets were issued in error. At first, he tried to fight them in court, but that wasn't working very well. So Hahn went public, and local TV station WNBC picked up the story.
The cameras are powered by artificial intelligence, but driver George Hahn says the AI system isn't smart enough.
After that, Hahn finally got a bunch of letters in the mail apologizing for the mistakes. The MTA says hundreds of car owners got tickets they shouldn't have because of, quote, programming errors, unquote, by Hayden AI. Charlie Torito, the Hayden spokesman, says those errors have now been fixed.
Anytime there's a large program, there are going to be bumps along the road. The issue that you're talking about had nothing to do with the AI or the technology. It was really a configuration issue.
There's also supposed to be a level of human review, where a real person at the New York City Department of Transportation looks at each video of an alleged violation before deciding whether to issue a ticket or not. So there is plenty of blame to go around. For George Hahn, the whole incident raises bigger questions about AI.
You know, it makes you wonder. They're making these huge investments in these technologies that, are they really ready for the prime time?
Hahn is a dermatologist. He says there is a lot of conversation in medicine about how and when to use AI, and also a lot of skepticism.
In medicine, we're trained to be a little pessimistic about new technologies before we really think they're ready because we don't want to harm our patients.
Yes, Hahn says the stakes are lower. These are just parking tickets, and he supports the goal of keeping bus lanes clear. But still, Hahn would like to see a bit more intelligence. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.